Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
All right, my favorite segment of the month, a look back at all of the wackiness that we had on our show throughout the month, most of which I do not remember.
Wacky month, Connor.
Wacky month, April. Wacky month, wow. April Fool's Day.
That's right, yes.
Happened in that month.
We go over some superlatives before the proper top five. Yes, won the month 40-34 entering today. So we've had, about half a dozen poll questions today. So
still a chance for no, but unlikely.
Unlikely. Yes leads the year so far, 162-142.
Ooh,
so
gaining some, getting a gap going there.
Widening their lead. Most voted on poll question this past month came on Thursday, April 18th, when we asked, are you an upstairs person or a downstairs person? 74% of the audience said downstairs person.
I am also a downstairs person.
That's right.
That's where I like to be, in my house.
Most lopsided poll question of the month came on Monday, April 15th. This would be the night after the Billy Joel concert, if I'm not mistaken.
No context necessary.
Where we asked the poll question, did you watch Tracker last night?
They turned it right over to Tracker. And right, they were in the middle of Billy Joel.
93.7% of the audience said no, they did not watch Tracker last night.
That's not what they changed. They changed it to the news during Piano Man. It was Tracker at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and it started at 8:02, yes, right, Billy Joel?
No. They said that the Billy Joel thing was going to start at 8 o'clock, and it didn't come on until 8:30. They had to play a whole episode of Tracker at 8 o'clock. They tricked. That should be illegal.
Yes.
They tricked everybody into watching Tracker.
Like, when you tell me what time the game starts, that better be what time the game starts, not what time your pregame broadcast starts.
Great point. If you listen to baseball on the radio tonight, hashtag baseball on the radio on 1620 The Zone, I got something real truthful to tell you. 6 o'clock.
Straight up.
That's when the game starts. That's when the pregame starts.
Hell yeah.
Like God intended.
God, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
Top five poll questions of the month, number five, Wednesday, April 10th. Has Shohei ever had a cheese curd?
I wanted it to say Shohei Ohtani.
I didn't.
But Shohei, now we're talking about Shohei Ohtani, or are we just talking about Shohei?
Ohtani.
A person named Shohei.
How many Shoheis do you know?
I don't know many, but maybe there's more than one.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember why we wondered it, though.
He was playing in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Yeah.
80% of the audience
so
said no.
I don't know. I don't think that Shohei Ohtani has eaten a cheese curd. No.
I know we've said this a lot. Seems unlikely.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Number four.
We just did number four.
No, that was number five. This is number four.
What was number six? What did you do
We did the most lopsided and the most voted on poll questions.
All right. Yeah. Sorry.
This was the most voted on, second most voted on poll question of the month. Came from last Monday, the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Which emoji will Trev Alberts use to react to Nebraska being the 2 seed in the College Station Regional in the NCAA baseball tournament?
Great question. I'm still curious. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get the answer to this until the end of May.
Also, 2 seed?
I think Yeah, they could still get there. Oh, they could still get there.
Cowboy won this one with 48.6% of the vote. Shrug emoji had 28%.
I think that's my vote. That I'm going with shrug emoji.
Crying, laughing, 10.3%. And surprised, Connor, do the face.
Which one was it?
Surprised emoji. That's it.
Okay.
13%.
Gotcha.
Of the vote there. Top five poll questions of the month. We move on to number three.
Three. A combination of three and five.
Number three.
This came from a crossover. Tuesday, April 16th, to be exact. Do you think Jake from State Farm, Travis Scott, and Caitlin Clark ate a meal at the Jordan Creek Mall?
I do not.
Interesting.
I did not.
58.5% of the audience said, yes, they do think that happened.
That is interesting. Travis Scott, you know, I bet that Caitlin and Jake from State Farm might have gone there.
Yeah. I don't think Travis came with them.
I
think he said he wanted to.
Yes,
but
he said all the right things. Uh-huh, like, he definitely tried to become of Iowa for that time period, but I don't think he really meant it.
Kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he went to the Jordan Creek Mall with them, though. They did invite him, though.
Here comes two.
Number two.
This comes to us from Tuesday, April the 9th. Which was better, Oppenheimer or UConn-Purdue? Connor's answer was, of course,
UConn-Purdue.
That's right. 68% of the audience said Oppenheimer.
68?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. That movie wasn't that good. Too long. Much shorter. I could have watched all of the national championship game as long as it was, and then all the way through One Shining Moment by the time you got through Oppenheimer.
Well, sure.
I would have had a great time.
But only one of those had tension of any kind, and it wasn't UConn.
Oh, that's not
Purdue.
True. No, UConn Purdue had tension. They had tension for a long time until they didn't.
Yeah, but not at the end.
And then at the end, when
Oppenheimer
the tension
had
from the
tension at the end,
when the tension from the basketball game went over, I had the tension waiting to see which Creighton Nebraska clips were going to be on One Shining Moment. That was tense.
And then we had to film the footage. Like, oh, that wasn't Nebraska's tournament game.
Yeah, there was a whole controversy.
Yeah,
they put Juwan Gary in there, and it wasn't even from the tournament.
That's right.
Makes you think.
What else were they lying about? Oppenheimer, historically accurate.
Completely?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
Make it so, number one.
Number one.
Boom, 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 boom. This comes to us from a random mic phone call.
Oh, God. What could it be?
Do people watch Caitlin Clark because she resembles an actress from Chicago PD?
I forgot.
I love it.
That
completely. I love it.
He did try to make that case,
didn't he?
He
did.
He goes, hey, now every impersonation I do is simple now, mm-hmm. but he goes,
it's what the people like.
He goes, do you think, I really think that could be the case. I really think people might think that they look the same and they watch her because of that. What do you think? I really think that.
Well, it was the most lopsided poll question of that day. 81% of the audience said no.
81, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, very quickly, I know we got to get out of here.
No, you're good, because I think I know where you're going here. Are you going back to today?
Yes.
Now, we're going to do the poll question review at the end of the show, but I think there's probably one or two that are going to go on a list. We could include this in the May batch.
Okay.
So just make a note and remember that.
Okay.
You won't, but...
No, I have a notebook for
remember
just
to include
this occasion.
April 30th
okay.
for bangers such as, will Eminem show up to the Cy Young presentation if Tariq Skubal wins it?
And
which sauce would you rather be covered in, marinara or Alfredo sauce? And should every car come preloaded with four plates of pasta?
That's the one for me.
We'll discuss the responses to those here in just a couple minutes. In fact,
May eligible.
May. I am officially making it May eligible.
It is in the notebook.
It's in the batch. And yeah, it'll be a big month of May too. We'll have lots of things. You know,
who
there's
knows
gonna
what
be a party.
Random places we'll be taken to.
There's going to be a giant party for us at the end of the month.
Oh, that's right. I believe that is, if you want to set your calendar, Friday, May 24th.
It's being kept very close under wraps. Mm-hmm. Very close.
It just gets bigger and bigger.
Okay, we'll come back, poll questions, tell you what to watch on the other side on 1620 The Zone.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.